again? Oh, yes. It's going to be, I guess, the Neil Haley show with my co-host Frank Fiore that we're going to today talk about a huge thing. So I guess it's Author's Corner Spotlight podcast. And I got Paul Hollis with me, author of the Hollow Man series and also owner of Hollow Man Publishing and American May VA. And we're live, as that's going to be something I say all the time, is because the media giant has to be live. But Frank, you have a big, big book launch coming up, Cyberkill, on March 5th at 6 p.m. Eastern. How are you, Frank?
Good, real good, really good. Looking forward to that. Cyberkill has been on my back burner since 2000. And the stuff that I put in that book at the time was just, you know, far-fetched, sci-fi, that kind of stuff. It was called a political thriller at one time. I, you know, where they got that from, I don't know. But now, what I created, the characters I created, the technology I created, now it's coming to come to the fore. It's real. It's really turning out to be real. And now with this whole push on AI and the threat that AI can become, and Cyberkill was already talking about that 20 years ago.
All right. So great. So let's, Paul, what do you think of this, again, this idea that Paul, that Frank had years ago?
Well, it's really a fascinating idea, because that was sort of before, I mean, it was kind of after Terminator, which was really far-fetched, but this touches on the reality of what is today, but it was 20 years ago, which is a pretty cool concept there.
It's definitely a great concept, and that's going to be the big theme is AI. You knew something was going to happen before, Frank. What's happening today?
Yeah, it's just they're all talking about how AI is a threat or can be a threat. Well, Cyberkill actually talks about that. It says, it's about a programmer, creates a simple little AI program, right? Sends it out on the internet to see if it'll evolve. He gets waylaid with the project because he is hired by the United States Army to do information warfare stuff. And he decides, well, I got to shut down that experiment. It was at MIT he was doing this. And that's it. He shuts it down. Well, what he didn't know is that the AI agent became so sentient that it took his attempt at shutting him down as an attempt on its life. And so it seeks revenge. And that's Cyberkill. He goes through all the different methods of how to get back at the programmer through, believe it or not, to his little young daughter, who is a computer genius, you know, and he works his way to her in order to get, is stalking her in order to get to the programmer and take revenge on him using an NSA dark project, a black project, using a genetic weapon, which is another thing. We published this book, and then right after we published it, the Iranian news agency, okay, the mouthpiece of the Iranian government, accuses the Department of Defense of creating a genetic weapon, the same genetic weapon that we designed inside the book. So it just shows you what fiction can do. It can be very predictive.
It definitely can be predictive. But one of the things we're offering, questions for Frank Fiore about the book, but this is going to be the big attraction that we're going to go over AI. We're going to go over all three different platforms. We're going to go after, everyone knows ChatGPT. We're going to answer questions to how to use ChatGPT. We're going to answer questions on how to use Gemini, Google Gemini, and also Gemini for developers, which is really still in a chaotic mode. I haven't checked it out in a lot of time, Frank, but it wrote an ebook for me on how to gain 10,000 followers, wrote all the chapters and everything in 2 seconds. So that is the power that people aren't using a platform for like this. And then the dangers of AI, we'll discuss that all on our live at March 5th. And you could get a ticket to be in the event instead of just having to come back and watch the replay or stream it live, by going ahead and DMing Frank Fiore, Neil Haley, or Paul Hollis, and we will send you that Zoom link. And that Zoom link's your ticket in to this unbelievable book launch. I mean, I can't imagine, especially when I did my live today on Media Giant Marketing Podcast, I only went into a couple things in the search. Nothing more, nothing less. This is going to be very detailed. And Paul and Frank, I won't leave till I answer every question. What do you think that could be worth? That's thousands of dollars of consulting type of fee that you get by coming. And then hopefully, because you did it, buy Frank's book, because I know you'll want to buy Frank's book, but it would be a courtesy for what we're going to offer you. Wouldn't you agree, Paul?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a huge, big subject right now, and it's all over the news, and people just want to know more about it.
Right. And then that's what we're also doing in our virtual book launching streaming series with Frank Fiore or any other author, is we're going to have something attractive to bring the people in. This is an AI conversation. When we do the Westerns, it's country music live with Frank Fiore. Frank's getting his guitar out and he's going to play for us. And Paul's going to bring out his guitar as well and play for us as well. See, you put me on live like Clubhouse. Now I know people are live instead of going back and reviewing, because you catch them when you catch them. So comment that you want that ticket right now by DMing me, or put in the comments, I want my ticket to the Cyberkill book launch. Got to feel exciting, Frank.
Yes, it is. Very much so.
All right. We appreciate it, guys. That was a special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Authors Corner Spotlight Podcast. Guys, take care.